Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 59, Refined Like Gold. Listen to these words from Job, not from a man who had it all figured out, but from a man who had lost nearly everything and still opened his mouth and declared, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold." Job 23:10. Let that settle for a moment. Job searched for God in every direction. He looked east, nothing. West, silence. North, south, and God did not appear. No voice, no vision, no clear sign. And yet, even in the middle of that silence, the kind that presses on your chest like a weight, Job did not say, "God has forgotten me." He said, "He knows my way." That is faith. Not the faith you feel when everything is going well. Faith is trusting the God who sees, even when you cannot see him. It is holding someone's hand in the dark, because you know who is on the other side. And notice what Job understood, what we need to understand today. Not one of your steps is hidden from God. Not that detour you took that you haven't told anyone about. Not that night that would not end. Not that area of your life that looks like a maze with no exit. The road that looks confusing to you, he knows it. Every bend, every stone, every stretch of darkness, he knows. So why the fire? Why the trial? Think about the refiner. The refiner does not throw gold into the fire to destroy it. He puts it in the fire because that is the only way the impurities rise to the surface and can be removed. And the refiner does not leave the room. He stays right there, controlling the temperature, eyes fixed on the metal, because he knows exactly how much heat is needed, and not one degree more. The trial you are walking through is not punishment. It is refining with purpose. God did not put you in the furnace to break you. He is forming you. And the fire, hear this, the fire takes the dross. It does not take your worth. What is eternal in you is not lost in the furnace. It is revealed. What looked like gold mixed with impurity comes out pure on the other side. You do not come out of the trial smaller than you went in. You come out more fully yourself than you have ever been. And Job knew it. That is why he did not say, "If I come out." He said, "I shall come out." Certainty, not in the circumstance, in the character of God. The furnace has an exit date. The trial is a passage, not an address. You do not live there. You are passing through. So today, before you pick up your phone, before you check notifications, before you open anything at all, stop. Find a place, even if only for 30 seconds, and pray aloud over the darkest area of your life right now. With your own voice, say, "Lord, you know my way." Not in your head, out loud. Let your own ears hear you declare it. Because something shifts when the mouth confesses what the heart is trying to believe. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.